if you would, at verse number 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And so again we see the emphasis on after his kind, the fishes, the birds, and so forth. He brings up the great whales because those are the biggest animals on this planet. Whales are by far the largest animals in existence. I mean, they're huge. You know, if you're not familiar with this, you should read up on how big whales are and look at some images and so forth. You know, we typically think of like a killer whale because that's the type of whale that you'd see at SeaWorld or something. That's not even close to being the size of the big whales. Those aren't the whales he's talking about here. The great whales are like the blue whale and the sperm whale. These things can be like 100 feet long. I mean, stop and think how long 100 feet is. I mean, they're huge. I mean, think about how big like a school bus is. And I don't even think a school bus. I mean, how many school buses would it take? Three or something? I mean, I don't know. But it'd be incredible the length of one of these blue whales. Can you imagine seeing one in real life? It'd be pretty scary. You know, there's a whole book about it, in fact. It's called Moby Dick. But anyway, so he created these great whales, all these other living creatures that move, and the water brings them forth abundantly. They all bring forth after their kind, just like the plants. They bring forth after their own kind. They might change species, according to a scientist. They might change colors and size and so forth, but they're always going to be the same kind. See, here's why it's not evolution when you see animals changing. And when you see, like, the beak length changing, or you see dog breeds changing, here's why it's not. Because there's a limit to how far those changes can go. Okay? According to evolution, there's no limit. I mean, it's just these mutations, and it could just keep going and just keep changing, and just it can go all different directions. The reality is, though, even though you can breed a lot of different kinds of dogs, there's a limit to what you can do. So you can keep, let's say you take the big dog and the big dog and you breed them together, you know, the dogs keep getting bigger. Even people would be like that. If tall people keep marrying tall people, it's like the family just keeps getting taller. And if short people keep marrying short people, it's just a short family, and that's how it's going to be. But here's the thing, they're only going to get so short, and they're only going to get so tall. There's a limit. Okay, so you can breed poodles and have a standard poodle, which people think of a poodle as a little dog. A standard poodle is a large dog breed. But yet you do have a teacup poodle that you can fit in the size of your hand. But here's the question. Can you breed Clifford the Red Dog? Who knows what I'm talking about? Clifford the Big Red Dog. He's like the size of a house. So, you know, if evolution is true, and, oh, you know, according to that book that I mentioned, you know, oh, evolution's happening in real time on the Galapagos, and it's happening much quicker than we thought that it would happen. These finches' beaks are changing. Well, if it's all happening that fast, you know, it's funny. Usually they say it takes millions of years and billions of years. But this book, Beak of the Finch, is saying, oh, man, it's happening in real, we're watching it in real time. We don't even need to trust. We're seeing it. All they're seeing is natural selection. Of course natural selection's a thing. Survival of the fittest, duh. Eat or be eaten. I mean, that's pretty basic stuff. And we can look at dog breeds and horse breeds and understand selection. It's a no-brainer. But to sit there and say, oh, this is evolution happening. We're watching evolution happen before our eyes. Well, if that was true, then you could keep breeding the biggest dogs and the reddest dogs. Right? Get the reddest dogs and the biggest dogs, and pretty soon you're going to have Clifford the Big Red Dog. You know, why don't we see dogs the size of horses? Why don't we see a dog the size of a buffalo? Or why don't we breed a dog down to the size of an insect? Here's why. Because have you noticed that big dogs and little dogs have problems? Look at a Chihuahua. Its eyes are all bugged out. It's like shaking. And, right, they're like trembling all the time, and their eyes are all bugged out. And, you know, not to even mention the anger problems. You know, they have serious anger problems. Because there's a limitation. Dogs aren't supposed to be that small. They're not supposed to be super big. They're not supposed to be super small. There's a range. There's a limit. Just like with human beings, there's a limit. You know, yeah, people can be short, people can be tall, but there's a range there. You're not going to have somebody who's 15 feet tall, 20 feet tall. Okay, it's not going to happen. Because there's a limit. But if evolution were true, it should be able to happen. You know, we should be able to have humans eventually evolve like a giraffe and just have some dude with like a 10-foot neck. Why not? So we've never seen evolution happen because we've never seen things change from kind to kind. We've never seen them cross these boundaries. So here's the thing. What they're seeing on the Galapagos Islands, where the beaks are changing by millimeters at a time, you know what they're actually seeing there is just different genes being expressed that those birds already had in their DNA. You know, they have all kinds of recessive genes, and they have different variations that are possible. Okay, they have different variations, just like human beings have different variations that are possible. And some trait could disappear for a few generations, and then boom, it comes out. You know, you don't have anybody redheaded, and then boom, there's this redhead. Where did this come from? But then it's like, oh, the redheaded great-grandma or redheaded great-grandfather from Ireland or whatever. And so the genes were there all along. They just weren't expressed. They're not new. They're not just these mutations. The sun is beaming down and damaging the DNA and causing these mutations. And it's just like, whoa. Then you know what? We should be able to produce Clifford the Red Dog. And until he is produced, then I will not believe.